Scorpions Avenue.
Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware. They lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. And Bert, don't be a jerk, cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down.
Stick around. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, townies, welcome to a Friday episode of
Dumb People Town.
Population you.
Population Ellis.
Mark Ellis.
What's up, buddy?
It is nice to finally be back in my hometown. With
Dumb People Town. You've come home. The mothership has called you.
I imagine the Dumb People Town is a lot like the Christmas village that my mom sets up every year. Around this time, you just have the little figures, and you have, like, there's always one drunk guy who's just barely ambling out of the little
He's fallen over. We're zooming into his life.
I don't want to give this any context at all. I may not. But Mark, it's so great for us to see each other in normal clothes.
Look at this. We're not sweaty.
I know. Don't say anything else.
We ended on barely. That's perfect.
Yeah.
Barely.
You do the math. You figure it out.
Well, good to see you, buddy.
Listen. Good to see you as well. Yeah. Good to see the scars. And I'm not sweaty with y'all either.
That's another story. Well, we're going to get to a dumb story of your life for our Patreons. But first,
we schvitz together.
Let's get into a Lindan. I love that you said that. Let's get into a story. Daniel, you have the story. It's like
I
old
do.
Times.
This it's me. It's like we're taking it back to the old school because I'm an old fool. Who's so cool? Anyway, right there, no, you guys would leave me on that?
No, I'm sorry.
Okay. What song is that? I'm taking
it back to the old school because I'm an old fool.
Who's so cool? Is that Whoop There It Is?
I think it's Kid Rock.
I think it's Whoop There It Is.
I would go with Whoop There It Is over Kid Rock.
Okay.
Yeah, I would in all areas of life.
It feels like something that was on my high school basketball warm-up
tape. There It Is.
Like, I'm thinking, old school.
Back to the old school because I'm an old school. I think that's
remember when you were 16 and you called yourself old school?
What if they did Schoolhouse Kid Rock and Kid Rock did just versions of all the why schools. Things
I'm just an idiot. Yeah, I'm only an idiot.
I would love it.
Was a noun, bitch.
Right. Still a lot of laying on the stairs. Yeah. Either way. Okay.
This is a legislative document.
Right.
And that's the Congress that we stormed.
Yeah. All
right. I'm just an insurrection.
Okay, whatever. Stop. Here we go. Ready?
Yes.
This is sent by Adam Poulton at Poltsky75.
Poltsky.
Poltsky.
This is so fun.
It's a good name. Everybody needs a Poltsky as a buddy.
Insurrection.
Here's your Poltsky made it to Pelosi's office.
Poltsky. Usually followed by up top.
Poltsky.
Up top. Okay.
Who's bringing the beers? Poltsky.
Yeah. All right,
who's the Poltsky king of Chicago?
Abe Froman.
Okay. Here's the headline. Face-planting mom says she has gotten a buttload of messages from blokes.
So she fell down, and now guys are like, ooh, maybe she's going to be drunk enough for me to have sex with
her. We don't even need to do the story.
Okay. That's my thing.
That's why you're kind of right.
I was just guessing.
A mom who mooned a school sports day has seen her famous fall go viral with blokes around the world queuing up to message her.
Mm-hmm.
So, first of all,
she showed her ass to a school event.
Right.
Right.
She moons a school.
But remember, sounds like a British
face
planting.
Yeah.
Face planting.
So as she pulls it down, she falls forward.
Not understanding the gravity.
We'll get into it.
She got top heavy over the years. I hadn't mooned in a while.
Right. No, you got to practice it.
But sports day is like the parent version of Battle of the TV Network Stars.
Oh, so this is like Mr. Mom, the Olympics at the
thing.
Okay, so it's the parents are participating in the thing. Okay.
Physical activities, races, and things like that.
A bunch of different events. Sometimes you get lucky. There's a dunk tank.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Did you guys have any of this at your school?
Water balloon toss.
We had red and white day.
Okay. What's that?
Those were the colors of my high school mascot, the Trojans.
Sure.
And you were half the people were red, half were white. And you compete against each other in fun stuff that you don't usually get to do.
Oh, that's very summer camp.
Three-legged race.
Egg toss.
Where are we? Where in the world?
Potato sack. Williamsburg, Virginia.
Okay.
I don't want to say it's too. Colonial Williamsburg. So we might have been the first red and white day.
Who knows?
Going back to old times.
Yeah.
We never did. Now, water balloon toss, egg toss, that's all Hula hoop contest, bubble gum blowing contest. That's all
bubble
games.
Gum blowing. How do you?
What is that? Who makes the biggest bubble?
Yeah.
We that do this seems at the family like a reunion. French judge could mess that up really.
No, we do this at the family reunion every year. We have these. It's so much fun.
Do you get just one piece of gum?
Yes.
Oh, only one?
Yeah. But some of these kids, like, as you know,
you get a piece of bubble gum, you can get over with the pipes of Van Kirk.
Yeah.
Come on. Pipes of Van Kirk is my favorite Steely Dan song.
It's also a movie with Colin Farrell.
Yes.
Okay.
It's in black and white about Belfast.
A mom who mooned a school sports day has gone viral with blokes around the world. Katie Hannaford,
yes,
has become an unlikely hit after a clip of her.
Notice I said hit and not hero.
Yeah, an unlikely hit after a clip of her unfortunate mishap was shared across social media this week. The business owner was running in a parents' race at her 8-year-old school.
Oh, so she didn't do it on
purpose.
This
is on purpose.
No.
She tripped and her pants fell down.
Dan, I thought she was trying to psych out the other.
You guys are scarred by dumb people town.
In medieval terms, I thought it was an angry moon.
Right.
No. This turns out to be an accidental moon.
So it's just a gibbous, so to speak.
Total eclipse of the heart.
Yeah, total eclipse.
Accidental moon. Did you say great
U2 song?
Yeah. I was saying it's a great children's book. I say when it's a moon like this, it's a total eclipse of the fart.
I was waiting. I was like, is he going to go with this?
I'm going
pack?
There.
I'm with it.
I just
once upon a time, I was winning the race, and now I fell down at the start.
Ooh, that's good.
Nothing I could do.
You got to finish it.
Total eclipse of the fart.
Okay, love it. Okay. We didn't need this sound. Katie Hannaford. She had an unfortunate mishap shared across social media this week. The business owner was running in the parents' race at her 8-year-old school when she unfortunately tripped. It gets worse. The hilarious incident was caught on camera and has since been shared how many times?
Turn around, red eye.
Stop it. Okay. How many times? Mark, you are our guest. Do you want to go first, Tig, which is second, or
how many
third?
Times has it been shared across social media platforms?
Well, from her, I'll be more specific. Specifically from her Facebook page.
From her Facebook page.
I think she reposted it.
Reposted.
She's owned it. As we meet her, she's a good sport.
Katie's a smart gal. You got to get in front of this.
Yeah.
Or behind it.
Either or.
I'm going to set the bidding at $5
million. $5 million.
That's huge.
Oh, my God.
That's viral.
$250,000.
Okay.
79,000.
Okay. It's been shared 4,800 times.
Oh.
8,000?
4,800. Not million.
No.
He hit that 4.8, and I was like,
I thought he was right. I was at 4.8.
But you might be right, because in order for it to have made – this was in the New York Post. This was in the Mirror.
It has to have gone.
And also, if it's a woman falling down and you see her butt, I guarantee it's been
– everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, that's now on
So cumulatively, it may be in that round, but
this
on her
thing
Facebook
may have
page,
gotten out of Katie's control, much like her own body.
But thank Katie says,
on that fateful day,
quote, she's loving every minute of her newfound fame.
Loving every
now,
minute
it's freedom.
Of
freedom. I'm going to show you guys a picture of the race as it started. Mm-hmm. And then it goes downhill from there.
Yeah. Okay. The race actually goes down a hill.
So, and we'll put this up on social media.
So here she is. They're running. And by the way,
this is very Mr. Mom. Whoever made that reference is perfect.
This very
Mr.
Mom.
You got women in sundresses.
Let me see.
We got somebody out to the front.
In
women in sundresses with black "I work at this restaurant" tennis shoes.
Sneakers that are just like.
Black on black.
Black on black.
So she is right around this area. Right here.
She's in the center.
And for anybody who's playing along at home, picture Katie. What do you see? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. She's in about sixth place.
Right. It's a full field.
She's barefoot, too.
But by the way, it is, and she's barefoot on grass.
But she's
well within the chance to win.
Yeah, she's got a
chance. On the woman in last place.
Maybe it's not like she's way behind.
No, they all
You're
look
making
like
it sound like she's way behind.
Well, this just
started. Conditioned for this event. Oh,
right. Then, Katie Hannaford starts to fall.
God. Okay. That's a
face plant.
A tumble.
Yeah. It looks, even in still motion, it looks violent.
I'm worried that she.
It?
Yeah, oh my God.
Yeah, you need to get the blue tent. She's in the protocol.
She's in a sundress.
Her shoulders underneath her in a way that.
This woman right here who obviously sees that things have not gone well.
Oh, yeah.
Katie.
That woman is like.
Yeah, mortified.
Well, she's,
all the kids are watching.
Yeah.
Her 8-year-old
children
son.
Are enjoying this.
Then. She keeps falling.
Oh, God.
Oh, just keeps eating.
Well, now she gets up like she's doing.
I don't think she's getting up.
Oh, no.
I think this is still part of the tumble.
She's to her knees, and now we know
her what. Her sundress is up around her sternum.
Right.
Right. The only thing preventing her from a full-on naked torso breast
down thong.
appears to be some sort of thong underwear.
The kids. Look
the
at
kids.
The kids
are learning things today.
kids have a front row view.
Oh, my God, these
Did
kids.
Your parents sign the permission slip for this sex ed crash
I mean,
crash
the kids
course.
Will never forget this.
This
so
is
now
the agony of defeat. Still,
and she's barefoot, too, which makes it
well,
feel
some
like,
other people were barefoot, too.
All right, I know. But like
she probably had flats on.
But the barefoot, Nate, I'm sure she stubbed her toe on something.
You think
the barefoot is the regret here?
Man, I do think that if she was wearing sneakers of some sort.
Yeah.
I know your answer. When's the last time you sprinted as fast as you could?
Oh, I raced my daughter.
Full-on sprint?
Yeah, like in – and she's running track, and I still kept kind of close
to
her. Yeah, it was great, but I was like, my body's not
– Is that an indication of your fitness or of your daughter's lack of
– Slowness.
No. She's good. She's good.
She's good.
I can get up, but only for a small area.
Here's what I found out. I probably had not sprinted.
Right.
And – At least 15 years.
Yeah.
Okay. I did it about a month ago.
Okay.
And what I realized is my body was trying to go faster than my legs
could handle.
You do the lean.
And I felt like I was going to fall forward. Yeah. Like I couldn't, it was almost like I was pushing off the ground faster than my next leg could get down.
Dan, now imagine you're barefoot in a sundress.
Every day.
You got that thong riding up anyway.
Every day. I don't even wear underwear.
Every day I'm shuffling.
So this is where she ends up.
We see it. We see it.
Okay.
So it's not her fault.
No, it's not her fault.
But she's now.
Well, again, there were preventative measures like wearing proper footwear.
Thank you.
You know, maybe training,
stretching. She wasn't the only one.
Also, if you know what it is, you know what the day is, or you know you're going to participate, bring it
in. Wear shorts.
Yeah,
you're saying to yourself.
Spandex.
You're saying to yourself, it's sports day. The other moms are doing it. I'll do it. You look at yourself. You go, I'm not wearing these shoes. I'm wearing a sundress. I'll do it. I'm not going to try and win.
I'm definitely not going to try.
You know what I'm saying? Like, go into it with,
with
the realm in which you could have
participated.
I'm going to run. My son won't say my mom didn't run.
Who's to say?
But she went, I'm in a sundress, barefoot, and I'm going to try and win.
I'll happily come in last.
I don't think she made this decision until she got on the starting line. She saw all the other moms, and she's like, I can take these bitches. And then
but look at the form of these two. She was not beaten either one of those.
That's a long stride.
Look at that.
That's the long stride of a young woman who's about to have an affair. She's got the stride of someone who's running away from someone who's trying to beat her ass. Yeah, okay.
Did she get up and finish, or did they have the Ben Hur sort of like body?
Here we'll go. Here we'll go.
It's here.
She says, well, so first of all, I told you she's loving all of the
loving all the attention.
Yeah,
sure.
She says she's
by the way, good sport.
She says she has even been recognized at her local Tesco and has received thousands of positive messages.
I recognize a girlie from the back of her head.
Right.
I mean, is that what they're saying?
What's she wearing to the Tesco?
What's
that from?
That's a Beastie Boys.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Thousands of positive messages. Some sent as far away as Australia. This is okay.
Why is
just
Australia?
Point of contention. Point of contention.
Oh, Australia is into this.
Okay. Point of contention.
They love them field day.
They love things. Dan and
in the digital age. You don't get to brag about how far away someone was when they sent an email.
Great point. That's right. Great point.
It's fair.
It's the internet. If I send you an email here, Dan, from me to you right here, same as Australia.
Same
as Will Anderson sending you an email.
Yes. Now, you want to say like Katie Dunn in Ireland comes with a lot of stuff. That's a person in a completely different time zone donating their time to be entertained by us.
For
so
a live
that I
event.
Still have credit.
For a live event, that's credit.
That
for an
credit.
Email sent, email
no.
sent.
No. You don't get to be like, I got an email all the way from Japan. Yeah.
Good
email
for
works 24/7 according
to
my
and
research.
And sends instantaneously.
Yeah. Right. Okay. I've had thousands of messages.
Oh, God.
And she says that at least how many of them have been from men from Greece to Puerto Rico to Germany and even Australia saying, how are you single and calling me a MILF?
She is single.
She's saying that's the message she's getting.
Okay.
I don't know.
Because I'm going to say this is the first I've heard of her being
single. Yeah, like guys are just assuming. Like
Mark takes out his phone. Yeah. Hey, I'm all the way out in Los Angeles.
I just got an email from Los Angeles.
Whatever the number that she said, add one to it.
Yeah, there it is.
5 million and one is
so
my
she
prediction.
Says she has men from Greece, Puerto Rico, Germany, and even Australia.
She said thousands.
Saying,
so Ronnie Cycli.
Well, she has thousands
reached out to her
of positive messages.
Okay.
But of her thousands of messages,
how many people?
How many of them are from men from all those places saying, how are you single, and calling her a MILF?
Okay, I'm going to say that she put an exact number on this.
Yes.
I'll say, given with the 4,800 on her face, but I'm going to go 200.
200, okay.
Dude, that's exactly what I was going to say, so I'm going to adjust.
Don't Price is Right me.
I'm going to say 326.
Okay.
701.
701.
Was I the one?
Yeah. You were the one now. You're the 700 one. Until you start talking, Mark.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to find out how of the thousands, oh how many God. Men are saying, I why are this. You single? And, oh, by the way, you're a MILF. We'll find out the answer to that. Plus, we're going to talk about Mark's special recording.
Oh, yeah. Around he's doing
LA,
so we'll
talk about all of it right after this break.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
Hey, Townies, with the bustling holiday season just around the corner, it's the perfect time to plan ahead with Factor. That's what I do, a ready-to-eat meal delivery system. They shop, prep, and cook and deliver to your door so you can enjoy chef-crafted, dietitian-approved meals during the holidays, minus the hassle. Plus, with 34 meals per week, including Gourmet Plus, Keto, Calorie Smart, Vegan Plus, Veggie, and 36 weekly add-ons, you'll have plenty of nutritious, flavorful options to choose from.
Can I say this, that the holidays are always a time? If you're worried about how you're eating and how you go to the holiday parties and you're like, man, I'm gonna go crazy.
Yep.
Maybe in the rest of your life, don't go crazy.
Yep.
Have a bunch of these Factor meals and you feel good about yourself. You're like, hey, I'm eating healthy so that I can go to this.
And you're saving
party
money.
It feels like you're dining out, but you're not.
You want to know what's crazy too? And this is what's great about the app. In the app, it's so easy to select your meals. I do it every week. You can do it weeks ahead of time. You can also, within days, if you're like, oh, I'm going to be home for a week,
you can
reschedule where your stuff is delivered. Like,
that's amazing.
Like, you get your delivery on like a Tuesday. The next day for your next Tuesday delivery,
they deliver where you are.
You can change your address and it'll deliver to where you're going to be. It's wonderful. So head to go.factor75.com/DPT60 and use the code DPT60 to get 60% off your first box.
Incredible deal right there. That's code DPT60 at go.factor75.com/DPT60 to get 60% off your first box. Try this. You will love this.
The food
is great, and you'll feel good about yourself for doing it.
And it's easy. It's effortless, and it takes
make the holidays easier on yourself and eat good.
Hey guys, think your job stinks? Well, just wait till you hear what it was like to be a funeral clown.
A what?
Daniel.
A funeral clown.
And you've dug ditches in your life.
Dan, you've done a lot of things.
Long before all human knowledge was in your pocket, people had some pretty bizarre professions. Luckily, you don't have to see a sin eater or barber surgeon now, but you'll find out what it's like to get surgery with a shave.
Wondery's new podcast, This Job is History, is hosted by Chris Parnell from Saturday Night Live and Rick and Morty.
Steeped in factual history, this brilliantly funny podcast delves into the quirky and absurd jobs of the past with hilarious interviews that are infused with fascinatingly true Easter eggs.
So come and get weird with us each week as improv comedians from the Groundlings and UCB act out their old-fashioned gig from another time. You'll be glad your guidance counselor didn't recommend any of these jobs.
How much do you love Chris Parnell? I love him so much.
Great. Anything he does.
Clock in and follow This Job is History on Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, or listen early and ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app.
Hey, Townies, it's the holidays, which can be pretty stressful, whether you're doing last-minute shopping or early-time shopping or mid-time, whenever you're doing it.
All the shopping.
Yeah, it can all be stressful. It doesn't matter. Or you're traveling. Maybe you're cooking for a crowd. Like in my family, there's 16 people walking through the door, and you're like, how am I going to do all this, right? Mm-hmm. Well, the holidays aren't all sleigh bells and mistletoe is what I'm trying to say. There are also airports, shopping malls, dining tables crowded with people, and, you know, some you only see like once a year.
And you're happy that it's
It's stressful.
Right. Well, guess what? Next, Evo Stress CBD Complex Gummies are clinically proven to have a 4 times better absorption rate than standard CBD. No other CBD brand can promise that.
So obviously, I mean, even if it's not just the holidays, that's part of it. And we are extra stressed. But if you are finding yourself like I am often, not getting a good night's sleep, take a gummy.
Yep.
You take one of their products. It's not
give yourself the ultimate gift of good
night's sleep. The way you feel the next day after
because we've
a good
tried it
sleep.
And used it and we love it.
Love
so
it.
Next Evo Smart Sorb technology delivers CBD to your system in as little as 10 minutes. So it works and it works fast.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike other CBD brands, regular CBD oils work more slowly because of how our bodies process oil-based ingredients compared to the water-soluble supplements.
They
figured everything out and regular CBD only achieves 2 to 10%
100% absorption, so over 90% of what you think you're getting goes to waste. We really want you guys to try this if you're needing that.
I think you're going to love it. So guess what? You can get smarter CBD from Next Evo Naturals and get up to 25% off subscription orders of $40 or more. Here's where you're going to do it. NextEvo.com/DPT. That's promo code DPT. That's Next, NextEvo.com/podcast. Promo code DPT. That's NextEvo.com/podcast. Promo code DPT.
All right, guys, I got to talk to you about the best gift we've ever given our mom. It is the best gift, and you gave one to your grandma, didn't you, Dan?
It is the gift that I still give the gift
Skylight
over
frame,
and over.
Guys.
Skylight frame. It's a frame that's so easy for your parents, grandparents, your loved ones to set up in their house. It connects to their Wi-Fi, and then here's the deal. You send pictures to that frame just as you would text pictures, and then the pictures pop up.
The great thing about a Skylight frame, you're not just giving someone a gift that you can wrap and they can open and have, whether it's a special occasion in these holidays especially.
Yep.
You're also giving them the gift of memories, because that's what lives inside of these all the time.
All my mom wants to see. All my mom wants to see are like pictures of my kids and stuff like that. And they walk into the, my mom walks into her living room and boom, there's new pictures of the kids from Halloween.
Yep.
Boom, there's new pictures of the kids from the last trip that we took.
And when he says boom, he means it sets up effortlessly in just 60 seconds. Just plug in, use the touchscreen, and connect to your wireless network and enjoy. Sending photos to Skylight is effortless. Everyone in the family can use the app. That's how my family does it. And just email them to Skylight and they'll pop up in seconds.
This is really a tremendous product, and now as a special offer, you can get $15 off your purchase of a Skylight frame when you go to skylightframe.com. Enter the code DPT. That's right, to get $15 off your purchase of a Skylight frame, just go to skylightframe.com. Enter the code DPT. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com. Promo code DPT.
It's the best gift you'll ever give your folks or your grandparents or anyone you love. Hey guys, welcome back to the show. We want to, before we get to what Mark is doing and how you guys out there in the world, fans of ours in Los Angeles, can support him and watch him tape his special two shows this Saturday night at Dynasty Typewriter, one of our favorite venues. We'll get to that in a second. I just gave all the information.
Yeah, that was pretty good, yeah.
But in the meantime, let's talk about what we have going on. It is this Friday when this thing is coming out. Jay and I just did two shows in Alaska last night in Wasilla, as it goes. And then tonight we'll be in Alaska in Anchorage, and then tomorrow night in Fairbanks. Go to our website, supersclubs.com. You can get tickets. Next Thursday, we'll be at the Fillmore in San Francisco doing a very Jewish Christmas spectacular. Just doing like a 25, 30-minute set in this thing at the Fillmore.
Legendary venue.
Right?
No,
amazing venue.
Big venue.
And then we'll be teasing the fact that we're going to be doing live Dumb People Town as part of
Sketchfest.
Sketchfest on February 5th.
I don't even know if passes are on sale, but get up. Look.
Wow. Get up.
That's crazy.
Okay.
In the span of four months, we will have done Nashville, Chicago, New York, and now San Francisco, all in the new way that we do the show. Don't say that we're not bringing it out to you. Make it worth it.
And I'm going to just say this on
Sunday
the air.
Night the 5th, right?
I think there's 250 seats or something at this venue.
They're going to need 500, baby.
We have gone over that when we've done Sketchfest before, and we've had guests. You want to get your tickets, San Francisco.
Are we at Cobbs?
For sure.
No. I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Who knows
where we are?
But
find out.
I think we're at Cobb's.
Sunday night.
You know, Sunday night.
Closing out the 20th.
And we're going to, that weekend leading up to, we'll be in San Francisco.
We'll be in
San Diego. No, you mean San Diego.
San Diego, I'm sorry.
I'll be there the night before in San Francisco.
And then the.
And guess what?
What?
It's so funny you guys just said that. On the 16th, February, I'm going to Houston. Never been before.
That's weird.
I'm going to Houston.
That's just weird.
And a like blatant lie. Because Andrew Youngblood and I are doing Daniel and Andrew's Christmas Comedy Spectacular and charity event for the kids, but only adults are allowed.
That's
the full
on
title.
December 16th?
Yes.
Oh, wow. You said February.
I heard February.
Oh, sorry.
And so I saw Bold Move. Get out in front of it.
So this is December 16th. That's soon.
So
that's
here's big. The deal. You bring a toy for a kid in need. Your first drink is free.
Love it.
Boom.
We will donate all those kids. Santa's going to be there. There's going to be musical performances.
You're
going to
roast
Santa? I'm going to be dressed fancy.
Better roast Santa.
Nev. You think I should?
Yes, roast that. Roast
I'm trying to get Hanukkah Harry to show up as well.
He's available.
I hope so.
But it's Friday night, so it's the Sabbath.
Okay, am I allowed to bring my three young children to the event?
No. No.
It's a charity event for the kids.
Are you not listening?
Only adults 15.
Mark.
Can he get it?
Yeah. Bring a 15-year-old.
You can bring a 15-year-old. It's in Houston. You going to Houston for this?
God, can you imagine what I'd look like if I had a 15-year-old? Oh, my God.
I have a 15-year-old and a 17-year-old.
You look fantastic. Oh, my God. I mean, you're running track with them.
With her. This is all awesome. DanaVanKirk.com, yeah. SuperSkliers.com. Mark Ellis is
The big deal.
Recording his special at Dynasty Typewriter, one of our favorite venues in Los Angeles, downtown, kind of on the edge of downtown L.A.
On the edge of town.
MacArthur Park is burning in the dark. it's at the Hayworth Theater. It is such a great venue to see stuff, and you're doing it this Saturday night. How can people?
This Saturday, got two shows, 7 and 9:30. Let's talk about parking. It's right around the corner. It's a great garage.
It is
very
nice.
Easy to get in and out of. That's the biggest thing that I have when I go see anybody perform anywhere,
Where
whether
am I
it's y'all, the Fillmore,
sure.
or it's me at Dynasty Typewriter, the Hayworth
Theater.
Or get
there at 6. Meters expire at 6, I believe, right?
Yeah,
front.
Yeah. You're good to go for this show. So either one you want to go to, there's a couple tickets left for each show. Grab them now at markellis.live. It's my new hour special. Very exciting.
I'm excited for you. You're
great venue, good popcorn, good snacks at that venue.
Great venue, good popcorn, good stand-up.
Great.
Did I just pick the top three things?
It's so similar to the literal caption that he did yesterday on his Instagram.
What did he say?
Yes.
You go.
I did. Great
venue,
great popcorn, mildly amusing comedy.
There you go. That's it. I would say great stand-up.
The seats are really comfortable.
They are, and I'll bump it up. It's going to be a great night. If you want to see an awesome live taping.
Los Angeles, get on this and sell out the rest of his tickets so he has like a great special thing. All right, Dan, when we were leaving,
how many men out of thousands were like,
I said 701, you said 200.
I said 200 on the dot.
Jay said 326, right?
Okay. She says, that'd be awesome.
I know.
She says that the number out of the thousands is. These are men from Puerto Rico, Germany, and even Australia.
And Greece.
And Greece.
Don't leave Greece out. Don't sleep on Greece.
All over the world. And their MILF love.
Mm-hmm. All over the world.
She says. 500 people.
Oh,
where are we at? You?
It's
Jay.
Me.
It's Jay. Yeah, Jay.
Very nice.
Katie, who runs a home decor business called Home of Hearts. You do not know the restraint I had to exercise to not Google Home of Hearts and find out what their Google reviews are. I couldn't do it.
They only do
it.
If you say
it quickly, it does sound like Home of Hearts.
Home of Hearts.
Home of Hearts.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, she only sells end tables.
She says it's gone crazy. I didn't expect this
Knick-knacks.
In the slightest. Woo. I can't put into words how I feel, but I've been loving every minute of it.
Of course she has.
I've not stopped laughing since. My eldest daughter even had a message from someone on Vinted.
Oh,
that's kind of
that doesn't sound good.
What
that
is Vinted?
I think they print business cards.
No.
No, that's Vistaprint.
Yes.
Vinted.
Vinted sounds like a new social media platform that everybody rushes to because they're afraid of Twitter.
I'll go. Yeah,
so they want to join something else.
Vinted.
It's a chance for predators to meet up with children.
Vinted. So her daughter got a message.
My eldest daughter even had a message from someone on Vinted when they recognized her profile after seeing a pair of shoes she was selling. This is my guess. Vinted is a place where you sell vintage items that you own.
Yeah.
If you're getting recognized from the shoes and your eldest daughter's involved, maybe you back off the fame whoring.
I recognize those shoes because I saw your mom's feet.
I saw those shoes.
How's she single?
I know. She's not.
I know how you're
single.
Are you and or your mom single?
Right.
Are you?
She probably is on WikiFeet now with this video.
I'm sure she is.
Okay.
WikiButt.
As I yell for
WikiButt.
Quote.
Vinted, one community, thousands of brands, and a whole lot
of
secondhand style. Ready to get started.
A lot of bullshit. Okay.
Jason, we lose him in his phone. The rest of you is like, oh, I'm going to buy this lamp.
Wow, look at this.
Okay.
Who could go on there is the mom who declined to wear footwear for the big race.
Yes.
Should have been on Vinted already.
Do I want this, Dan?
The answer is always yes. If the person asking you, do I want this, they want it, and they need you to say yes.
They need you to say yes. Dan in San Francisco, do I need this chair? Yes, you do.
Hey, that happened.
That's a whole story.
It did.
I've also had some very moving messages, she said. Oh, I skipped one. My youngest went to school the next day, and before she even had a chance to explain what happened, everyone was telling her that her mom is now famous.
Oh, God. For the wrong reason.
I've even had some moving messages. One came from someone who told me they are in a really dark place, and the video had made them smile for the first time in 6 months.
I love looking at other people falling down.
Wow.
I'd love to be in another dark place. Your ass crack.
What? No. I'm from Greece, and I'm a man.
It's an opening line.
It is.
I'm a man from Santorini.
Hey, la la, from Santorini.
Greetings.
Speaking of an opening,
Yeah, right. Katie says she also had messages from trolls, but the self-proclaimed clumsy mum said to the haters, "There's nothing you can say or do that will hurt or upset me." Don't
see, I
challenge
love this.
The internet.
I love her.
Mm-hmm. Good girl.
Quote,
they'll probably think of something.
Yeah. Well, I didn't go out of my way to be funny or try to get fame. These things just happen when you don't expect them.
That's what a viral video is, guys.
The whole world's seen my bum now, but it is what it is. I can't hide from it, and I don't care.
Yeah.
It's not embarrassing. It's funny.
Great.
And I don't care for drama or do you feel like she's talking to her ex?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, be happy and that'll really make them mad.
Yeah. When did this become an Adele song?
It's not embarrassing. It's not funny. It does feel like it. It is rhythmic. I don't care. This is a dynamic pentameter.
It's all right. I don't care about my bum.
Yeah. I don't care for drama or conflict, Steven.
Yeah, whoa.
Jeff.
I just want to have fun. These are lyrics to a song. It says somebody also wrote in there. I didn't. I took it out, but I'll tell you what it is. Somebody said, don't be a Karen, be a Katie. Now Katie is like the roll with it. Fine, I don't care.
That's nice.
I know. I was like, hey, I'll take a Katie.
I'd rather have somebody falling and making fun of themselves than arguing in Target.
Who sent this story to us? Was it a Katie?
No, it was Polsky.
Oh, Polsky.
Polsky.
Okay, here, we're gonna get out of here.
All the way from Australia. Australia, Polsky.
We got stuff to do, okay? If you're a Patreon, that stuff is hearing a dumb story from his life.
Yes.
All right. How old is Katie Hannaford?
Mm.
Now, you know she has an 8-year-old son.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know she's down to sprint, and you got kind of moving images of her.
How old is she?
Moving emotionally
and
physically.
Sure.
I think I'll set the bidding at 8 years old. I'm going to go with 35.
Okay.
She's still on Facebook, so I'm going to say 39.
Okay.
41.
Okay. One of you is only 1 year
Okay. So,
so now you all get the flex of going up a year or down a year.
40.
What would you like to do?
Going at even 36.
Why would you say 40 when I said 39 and Dan said one of you is 1 year off? So if it was 40, then we both would have been 1 year off.
No, I would never say both. Then you'd know.
Yeah. Hmm. So I say 40.
I'm arguably.
You
want to
go for the double win?
Did you say 36?
I went 36.
Okay. Yeah. Do you want to go for the double win?
Dan, are you messing with me right now?
Am I messing
Maybe.
With you?
This is why
are
Dan
you
is
messing
so good.
With you?
I'm gonna say 38.
Okay. One of you. No. Okay. I start over again because you guys went farther apart. Katie Hannaford. We're gonna get under this. Hey, if you're in and around LA, and you want to do a little day trip, even Saturday.
Dynasty Typewriter 7 and 9. Mark Ellis's taping of his new hour special.
SuperSports.com. DanAndVanCook.com.
Love it.
Also, when you listen to this, my website might be down, but it's only because it's getting a redesign. We'll talk about that a different
time. It's going to be exciting.
Katie Hannaford is 36 years old.
Oh, Mark Ellis! Great way to go into this weekend. I absolutely love it. Guys, we love you, and oh shit, we got to get back to work.
Dum, dum, dum. Make a sound, bump your down, it's Dumb People Town.
Stop and Audio, a podcast network.